徐汇区初三英语第一学期期末质量抽查试卷。
Part 1. Listening. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Would you please lend this detective story to me? 1. Would you please lend this detective story to me?
2. The dog can help the blind man to walk in the street safely. 2. The dog can help the blind man to walk in the street safely.
3. It's very exciting for the child to watch cartoons with his parents. 3. It's very exciting for the child to watch cartoons with his parents.
4. Tom's uncle used to catch fish with a Chinese traditional skill. 4. Tom's uncle used to catch fish with a Chinese traditional skill.
5. Peter has been able to deal with a lot of cases with the help of the computer. 5. Peter has been able to deal with a lot of cases with the help of the computer.
6. If we listen to our teacher carefully in class, we will improve our English a lot. 6. If we listen to our teacher carefully in class, we will improve our English a lot.
2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. What are you going to do when you grow up, Ben?
I'm interested in teaching English. But my mother wants me to be a doctor.
请再听一遍。
What are you going to do when you grow up, Ben?
I'm interested in teaching English, but my mother wants me to be a doctor.
Question: What does Ben want to do when he grows up? Eight. We can see snow everywhere. It is getting colder and colder.
Yes, a lot of people like to stay in the air-conditioned room.
请再听一遍。
We can see snow everywhere. It is getting colder and colder.
Yes, a lot of people like to stay in the air-conditioned room.
Question: Which season is it now?
Nine. Have you visited the World Expo 2010 Shanghai, Betty?
Yes, I have been there 4 times. I really enjoyed myself. It was very wonderful.
请再听一遍。
Have you visited the World Expo 2010 Shanghai, Betty?
Yes, I have been there 4 times. I really enjoyed myself. It was very wonderful.
Question. What did the girl think of the World Expo 2010 Shanghai?
Ten. What can I do for you?
I want to borrow some cartoon books for my son. He likes reading cartoon books very much.
You will find a lot of cartoon books here.
请再听一遍。
What can I do for you?
I want to borrow some cartoon books for my son. He likes reading cartoon books very much.
You will find a lot of cartoon books here.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Eleven. I have lost my watch. Have you seen it anywhere, Kitty?
Yes, it is on Bill's desk, Tom.
No, that's not mine. Mine is white, but that one is black. It must be Sue's.
请再听一遍。
I have lost my watch. Have you seen it anywhere, Kitty?
Yes, it is on Bill's desk, Tom.
No, that's not mine. Mine is white, but that one is black. It must be Sue's.
Question. question, whose watch is white?
Twelve. Some students from England will visit our school this spring festival.
Great. How many days will they stay in Shanghai?
They'll visit our school for 4 days and spend another 3 days going sightseeing in Shanghai.
请再听一遍。
Some students from England will visit our school this spring festival.
Great. How many days will they stay in Shanghai?
They'll visit our school for 4 days and spend another 3 days going sightseeing in Shanghai.
Question. How long will the students from England stay in Shanghai? Mike, why not go to the cinema with me?
Oh, I've just finished reading a novel. I'd like to listen to some music to relax.
What kind of music would you like?
I prefer light music.
请再听一遍。
Mike, why not go to the cinema with me?
Oh, I've just finished reading a novel. I'd like to listen to some music to relax.
What kind of music would you like?
I prefer light music.
Question. How will Mike relax?
Hi, Linda. This is Paul speaking.
Hi, Paul. What's up?
I'm going to my best friend's birthday party this weekend. I'd love to take some pictures. Would you mind if I borrow your camera?
That's okay. I don't think I'll need it for anything.
It's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
请再听一遍。
Hi, Linda. This is Paul speaking.
Hi, Paul. What's up?
I'm going to my best friend's birthday party this weekend. I'd love to take some pictures. Would you mind if I borrow your camera?
That's okay. I don't think I'll need it for anything.
It's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Question. Why did Paul telephone Linda?
We're going to Changfeng Park this afternoon. How can we get there?
Shall we take a bus or the underground?
It takes a long time to walk to the station.
What about taking a taxi?
I think we'd better go there by car. It's more convenient.
That's a good idea.
请再听一遍。
We're going to Changfeng Park this afternoon. How can we get there?
Shall we take a bus or the underground?
It takes a long time to walk to the station.
What about taking a taxi?
I think we'd better go there by car. It's more convenient.
That's a good idea.
Question. How will they go to Changfeng Park? Look. I've brought some food and drinks for our party.
That's great. 2 bottles of milk, 2 hamburgers, and some other food. How much are they?
The milk is 8 yuan, the food is 20 yuan.
Shall we go to buy some chocolates? They'll cost us 10 yuan.
I'm afraid not. I'm too fat.
That's all right.
请再听一遍。
Look. I've brought some food and drinks for our party.
That's great. 2 bottles of milk, 2 hamburgers, and some other food. How much are they?
The milk is 8 yuan, the food is 20 yuan.
Shall we go to buy some chocolates? They'll cost us 10 yuan.
I'm afraid not. I'm too fat.
That's all right.
Question. How much did they pay for the food and the drinks?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
There was a little dog in the street. He liked watching the children play. One Saturday afternoon, he followed 2 children home from school. Suddenly, he saw the children's house was on fire. He knew he needed to help them right away. So he ran down the street to the fire station, barking all the way. When he arrived at the fire station, he saw the firemen leaving. He tried to run after them, but he could not keep up. By the time he got back to the house, the street was filled with people. He looked for the children, but could not see them. He was very worried. The firemen worked very hard till the fire was put out. A fireman named Jack noticed the little dog under a tree, looking across the street at the burned house. Jack thought, the dog could cheer up the kids. So he brought the little dog over to the children. The little dog could not believe his eyes. The children were safe. He rushed to them. The children held the little dog and felt a little better.
请再听一遍。
There was a little dog in the street. He liked watching the children play. One Saturday afternoon, he followed two children home from school. Suddenly, he saw the children's house was on fire. He knew he needed to help them right away. So he ran down the street to the fire station, barking all the way. When he arrived at the fire station, he saw the firemen leaving. He tried to run after them, but he could not keep up. By the time he got back to the house, the street was filled with people. He looked for the children, but could not see them. He was very worried. The firemen worked very hard till the fire was put out. A fireman named Jack noticed the little dog under a tree, looking across the street at the burned house. Jack thought, the dog could cheer up the kids. So he brought the little dog over to the children. The little dog could not believe his eyes. The children were safe. He rushed to them. The children held the little dog and felt a little better.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. Many French teachers and parents complain that their kids are not brighter than they are. They say young people visit museums less often and spend too much time on the internet. They only read comics and listen to the music, and like American culture more than theirs. But is this true? A recent survey shows that many French kids spend their time as American kids always have. Most French middle school students love music, with 86% putting it as their top hobby above the cinema, sports, and television. French kids read a lot and like different things, from Japanese cartoons to American storybooks. Many French people worry that their children watch too many American films and listen to too much American music. But this survey shows that French young people like their own culture. As Sylvia Berlin, a student from Paris, says, I love watching American TV, but I watch more French programs. I love being French.
请再听一遍。
Many French teachers and parents complain that their kids are not brighter than they are. They say young people visit museums less often and spend too much time on the internet. They only read comics and listen to the music, and like American culture more than theirs. But is this true? A recent survey shows that many French kids spend their time as American kids always have. Most French middle school students love music, with 86% putting it as their top hobby above the cinema, sports, and television. French kids read a lot and like different things, from Japanese cartoons to American storybooks. Many French people worry that their children watch too many American films and listen to too much American music. But this survey shows that French young people like their own culture. As Sylvia Berlin, a student from Paris, says, I love watching American TV, but I watch more French programs. I love being French.